Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And this is fascinating. New from the Census Bureau, the percentage of families homeschooling in America post-COVID doubles. Wow. Actually, more than doubles if you go back to before COVID. Let me read it. The U.S. Census Bureau reported in late March that 11.1% of K through 12 students in the nation are now homeschooling, a significant jump from the 5.4% when school closures went into effect in spring of 2020. So at the time that all the schools closed down because of COVID, about 5.4% of American families were homeschooling. Now it's 11.1% of K-12 students, or it's 1 in 10. I mean, that is a huge leap. Just 3.3% of families homeschooled prior to the coronavirus pandemic. So that's a tripling, a little less than tripling of the homeschool population. It's going to be interesting to see if this sticks. Or not. Or if kids go back. I know in my family, all three of mine are going to school at home next year. So we'll see. And that's their choice, not mine. Although I certainly supported it. They're just thriving at home. And they're really happy there. And we're finding we have a lot more time for family time during the day because we're not in the car. You know, going back and forth. And there's a lot of waste in the school day. My kids have found they can knock their school day out by noon. They like that, and it's super flexible. You can either attend class or just read the instructions and do the assignments. My kids are all thriving in it and love it, so we're going to go back. We're going to all three of us going to go to school next year at home, so that's going to be interesting to see how that works. And the part I've loved about it the most as a mom, I really thought before this I couldn't do it, and the virtual program is an excellent one, I think, at Greenville County Schools. The enrollment period is back open, by the way, if you want to give it a try. And it's been great for me as a mom because I'm finding out that I can, so my son, if he has classwork that he's struggling with or doesn't understand, he can just put it aside and we do his classwork together every day. In the afternoon, when I'm home from work, because I go into work early. And almost every day he has something for me to help him work through. And that has, for the first time, given me a bird's eye view on the things he struggles with. And we've been able to conquer a lot of them together. And I just never could have gotten a window into how he learns the way that I've been able to just by being able to sit there and do his classwork with him. It's been great, quite frankly. And the cool thing is that my kids who are doing the homeschool, they don't have homework. They get it all done usually by noon or 1 o'clock. And they're finished. They have more time to go out and play and be kids. And I like that too. We have no, so I mean, our day before was pick the kids up at 2:30 or closer to 3 for middle school. Half an hour burns coming home and doing that. So it's 3 o'clock. Now start homework. Well, now it's, by the time we're done with that, it's 4 something. Now we're off to sports. And we were just, that family lifestyle was so cramped. We just run. There's no time to do anything. And now, I mean, we don't have homework. So I have time to sit and do the classwork with my son. And I've really been able to see where he goes wrong and to help him with that. He just made a straight A honor roll, and that's my special ed kid. And that's just being able to sit there every day and just really correct him. No, look at it again. You read it wrong. For him, the words jump off the page. So no, you read it wrong. He skips words because he's got some tracking problems. No, read it again. Oh, I do understand, Mom. Yeah, you do. It's not hard. It's just that the words bounced for you. You missed a few there. Read it again. And so I'm able to catch where he's going wrong and help him. So for us, it's been an absolute joy. I love the videos that come with the virtual program now. There's so much stuff that's before they would have told the kid to read and do the assignment for my son. That's hard. He can watch the video, the cartoon video. He learns so much better that way. So it's just been a great year. And I am totally, totally into this homeschool thing now. That I know that I don't, that I can, you know, the curriculum's there. It's virtual. It's all online. They can go to school completely that way. And I can jump in where I have time to. And my homeschool teachers have been great too. My virtual teachers have been fantastic. So it's there. If you are working from home and you think you can't do it, I work from home. I do my prep from home and I've managed to do it. In fact, it's much easier on our family. I never would have thought that. And next year, we're going to get all the hours back. I still have one in traditional school. We're gonna get that back. We're not going to be in the car line anymore. And that time is precious, and it's real, and it's in our day now. I mean, we just have a much more laid-back day. It's better. And look, I know we're not like most people. We both work from home. But I just thought I'd mention it since so many people work from home now or have that option where they work, that you can do this. And I didn't think I could because I worked. And I, to my shock, and it's been one of the silver linings of COVID, I can and I do and I love it. And my son would in no way know how made the strides he's made this year in a regular school because even though he's had fantastic teachers in our, I've lucked out that way in our public school system. You know, there's 25 kids in the class. She can't look over his shoulder every minute and see where he goes wrong. And for him, a lot of it was he was only reading it once. He was reading it too fast. Tracking problem. Words are bouncing off the page. He thinks he's stupid because he doesn't understand it and he gives up. And now I can catch him and I can teach him, no, for you, you're always going to have to read it twice. If you read it the first time, you don't understand. It's probably because the words bounced. Go back and read it again. Oh, this isn't hard. No, it never was. And for him, it's stuff as simple as he'll know the answer is C, but his brain gets scrambled and he'll put B down and not realize it because the words bounce. And just learning, go, no, no. So, and he would lock down as soon as something started to be hard. He would give up and think I'm too stupid. And for me to be able to be there, no, it's not that. That's, nope, you skipped that word. Read it to me. Nope, see, you're skipping words. This is not your brain. This is your eyes and your eye muscles. It's not your mind. Go back and read it again. Oh, it's not hard, Mom. No, it's not. It's not hard. You're smart. You get it. And it's just his confidence is through the roof now. He is tickled to be on the honor roll with his brother and sister. Never thought he would be before. And I am just so glad. I'm so glad about that. And we're even beginning to explore other options that aren't connected to the Greenville system. Not that I don't like virtual. It's good. It's great. It's just there's so much out there now. And I mean, when you realize how cheaply you can go to a Christian private school online, it's just start researching it. You'll be shocked at what you can find out there and how good the support is. I just wouldn't have tried it before because I didn't know. I'm looking at Liberty now, great Christian private school. And the cool thing about it is that they count the last 2 years of high school toward the first 2 years of college. So you can knock out 2 years of college in high school, and if you go to Liberty Online for college, it's about $15,000 a year for the whole year. And you already get 2 years done in high school. So, I mean, there's stuff like that out there that you're like, wow, that's out there. Yeah, it's out there. So I know I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I know there's a lot of parents out there like me who weren't before. They weren't working at home before. They thought they couldn't do this before, and I'm here to tell you you can. Texter writes, Tara, you are rarely wrong. That is true. But you were wrong about the smartphones. Yes, I was. And I did a whole podcast apologizing for it. And you were wrong about public schools. You think you could overcome the indoctrination by parental involvement, but I'm telling you, out of experience, you can't. No, I learned that. I have learned that in the last couple of years. And it's changed a lot in our family. So this has been, like I said, a gift, a silver lining of COVID. I am so glad that we had the chance to do this. Texter writes, this isn't meant to be insulting, but welcome to 1989. I started homeschooling way back then. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I bet those woke Lady Gamecocks are hurting bad. So funny to lose by 1 point. They did not want to see Trump, but they don't get to see Biden either. I love it. I'm just reading the text line, folks. Texter writes, Does the South Carolina Senate vote on open carry this week? If so, what are your thoughts on if it will pass? I hope it will pass. We'll get an update on that from Dave Schwartz. Texter writes, I'm 43 years old and I didn't realize I had a tracking problem until right now. A lot of kids do. Actually, a lot of boys do. It is more boys than girls, although some girls have it. And it's not your fault. It's a little muscle in your eye on one side is weaker than the other. It has nothing to do with intelligence. And a really good way to do it is if you've got, a spouse, significant other, something, just go read a passage out loud to them. See if you miss any words. If you do, we've got great vision centers here in Greenville. You can get the test. A lot of kids have this. That's why I started off the year with this. If you struggle to read, it makes you cry, it gives you a headache, and you miss words, could be a tracking disorder. For my one son, getting that taken care of has made a huge difference. But anyway, wanted to mention that the virtual sign-up is still open right now for Greenville County Schools. It has revolutionized our family's life, our time together, just the speed of our day. All of it. It's been absolutely wonderful, which is why we're going back next year. It's not for everybody, and a lot of parents work, and if you do, don't feel bad. But if you can get out of that working during the day, and you can even do it side by side with your kid, you can make it work. You can. You'll be amazed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The numbers are shocking and they only grow more so. CNN reporting, so it might be true. Always have to put that disclaimer in. God knows it's CNN. It's trash news. But CNN reporting that they expect Border Patrol to encounter a record 2 million illegals at the border by September. Not even the full end of the year. 2 million through September. That is double the previous record set by George Loco Bush in 2006 when he threw the borders wide open for the first time, giving the Democrats the idea they could do it. I blame him more than anyone. I always have. Not a Bush supporter at all. Can't stand those people. Not good people. But then they told us who they were before they took office. New World Order. Get rid of U.S. sovereignty. Bush worked hard to do that. He did. That's why a lot of the time when you look back and they're saying, worse since the last record, when was that under Bush? Yeah, he taught the Democrats they could do this. They could open the borders. And the Democrats are like, yee-haw, we get the votes. 2 million expected at the border by September. Those are just the ones they catch, not the ones that get through. And since they're letting most of them through, it's going to get wild. 2 million. Folks, but unless somehow this is nonstop, I'm telling you, by the last year of the Biden residency at the White House, we're going to see 5 to 10 million people cross that border. We will see 20 to 30 overall. That's not me. Maybe 40. That's the president and CEO of Gallup, who wrote a warning piece to Joe Biden on a blog, saying that according to their polling, just in South Central America and Haiti alone, there are 42 million people who will come here if you leave the borders open. That's what their polling shows. 42 million. 42 million. And he told, he said in the blog post to Joe Biden, you need to have a plan for this. I mean, is there a plan? Is this, because you realize if we're talking 42 million. Oh, they know. They know. When Biden co-authored the Biden-Sanders platform, which he displayed proudly on his campaign website, they said, they vowed they would welcome all, their words, welcome all of the world's migrants. Pew puts that total at 160 million. The 42 million migrant total from Gallup is just Haiti and South Central America. South and Central America, I should say. 42 million. That is the plan. This is why Kamala Harris has not had a single immigration-related appointment or event on her calendar. Their plan is to leave the border open. That's the plan. And it's only going to get worse. This is according to the Arizona National Guard, the head of the Arizona National Guard. He says the cartels are now recruiting worldwide for people to come up through Mexico and cross that border. Worldwide marketing campaign they're running on behalf of the Biden residency.
The interesting perspective this time in 21 versus what we saw in 19 and 14, they're not from Mexico, Central, or South America, but they're actually from Africa, Asia, and Europe. So we assume either flying in or coming in by boat and then being trafficked by the cartels across the border, which creates a huge situation as most of them are claiming asylum.
So would that indicate to you that the cartels are then quite sophisticated and running basically a worldwide operation to try to get people to the border so they can get them across?
That's right. That's our assessment, that this is a worldwide marketing campaign.
Worldwide marketing campaign by the cartels in concert with Joe Biden to keep the borders open, flood the zone. When the CEO of Gallup says 42 million going to come, yeah, no, we'll be at 5 to 10 million a year by the end of the Biden administration, maybe higher. You know why? As the Washington Examiner just broke, you'll never see the mainstream media report this. They're handing out at the border 1 year renewable amnesty cards, and so that go to you if you claim asylum, and Social Security cards. That paves the way for government benefits and to get jobs. In other words, you can get a job. This is out there now. Oh, I come through the border, I can get the cards and the job. Yeah, you can get the cards and the job. How many Americans are unemployed directly because of COVID right now? 10 million, 17 million total. And they're giving them Social Security cards so they can work at the border? Wow. Yep, it's going to be 5 to 10 million, folks. That's not just me. That's the CEO of Gallup. They're all going to try to come, all 42 million. And by all indications, it appears Joe intends to let them into the country. Wow. You know, the border governors, if they were to remember that Biden doesn't actually have the authority to do this, they are the only ones in the Constitution with the authority to enforce immigration law at the border. They just build a wall and be done. Send the National Guard down there. Biden has no right to do this. Make him stop you. It's your job. That's how it was the first 100 years of this country. Only states did immigration enforcement because everyone remembered it was illegal for the federal government to do it. I wish our leaders in these states would remember that again.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, the Biden administration is committing treason. They need to be shut down immediately. The American people are mute. Where are the judges to block his orders? Where are all the Republican voices? We are screwed. We have spent all our time talking, praying, and being careful not to break any laws. Yeah, there's really only way. We're not going to vote our way out of this. Not anytime soon, anyway. And we've been deep into this on the Battleground podcast, which you should get. Today's is, by the way, going to be epic. It is a list of things about COVID that they have not told you, and this is going to blow your mind. As I was researching this weekend, I was just shaking my head. You're thinking I'm sick of COVID. You will not be sick of this. This is wow. Information just coming out now. So it's going to be on the podcast today. You could get it by texting Battleground 71307. But we're going to need these governors to start nullifying the stuff that's going on here because, again, Biden has no right to control the border. He doesn't. Not constitutionally. But I want to jump back into something else. There's an amazing thing going on right now in dual justice. And it has to do with Hunter Biden. I mean, the Trump folks have been absolutely brutalized in the search for any crime they might have committed. Trump himself had to turn over more than a million pages of documents in the Mueller investigation. They found nothing. They found nothing because they never had any indication anything illegal had gone on. It was a fishing expedition and everyone supported it. Still, they found nothing. Then we learned last week that the FBI leader who was in charge of getting the FISA warrant to spy on Trump in order to help the Democrat Party to win and to succeed had admitted back in 2017 that they never had any evidence of collusion and knew it the whole time when they were seeking the FISA court order, including when they lied to the FISA court and said that they had substantiated the stuff in the Steele dossier. Total lie. That's not just a lie, by the way. It's a felony level lie. That's right. You perjure yourself before the courts, felony. Minimum 5 years in prison. I'm sorry, carries a max of 5 years in prison. He admitted it last week. And yet, Hunter Biden goes on national television to promote his book, Beautiful Things. And what's amazing about that book is that it delineates his drug use all through 2019, how drugged out and doped out he was, and how he couldn't go on the campaign trail on account of the crack. Which is a problem. And he knows it's a problem. Because when he bought a gun during that same period, he signed, under penalty of perjury, a federal form that says he was not currently using or addicted to drugs. The penalty for lying on that form is at the bottom of the form. It's 10 years. So what did he do? Secret Service went and tried to get the document he signed. They cover up his crimes, folks. They cover up the crimes. That's what they do. All of this reported shockingly by Politico. I don't know why they told the truth about this. But what happened was Secret Service agents, who, by the way, had no business doing any of this, the Biden family, including Hunter, had no Secret Service protection in at that time in 2019. They would get it later. Secret Service running around trying to intimidate the gun store owner into handing them the form that Hunter had filled out for the federal background check where he lied and perjured himself. So Hunter had the forms out there. The Secret Service tried to get it. Thank God the gun store owner was like, no, you can't have it. Or we'd have no evidence whatsoever. But Hunter's out there, as Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Mason, points out today, detailing all his drug use during 2019. Well, he signed a form under penalty of perjury saying he wasn't addicted to and did not use drugs when he signed the gun form. Huh? Now, do you honestly think if this was Don Trump Jr. and not Hunter, he wouldn't have been arrested by now? He'd have been arrested. They'd have him dead to rights. Not much you could do to protect him from this if you were our side of the media. And I don't even think we'd try. We're honest people. This guy is literally doing a media tour for his book that implicates him in a federal gun crime. And he's utterly unconcerned. So Jonathan Turley, the liberal law, he liberally voted for Hillary Clinton. It's like, this is crazy. The problem, he writes in The Hill over the weekend, is that Hunter has confirmed facts which implicate him not just in a federal crime, but in the very crime his father's administration is now making a priority of as a policy matter. In his book and interviews, Hunter says he continued to use drugs during the campaign season, he wrote in 2019. I was a crack addict, and that was that. The problem, Turley points out, is that his action is a gun offense. Many of these very same reporters or news outlets that ran speculation about crimes allegedly committed by the family of Donald Trump won't touch the story. Hunter's latest scandal involves a missing gun and raises the issue of drug use as a possible felony. He admitted to it in writing. He's promoting the book. Biden, Hunter Biden, answered no on the firearms transaction record that asked whether he was an unlawful user of or addicted to a narcotic drug or any other controlled substance. Lying on that federal form can lead to prosecution under several provisions. U.S. code makes it a crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison. It's a felony. To make any false or fictitious oral or written statement to obtain firearms. Well, he did. Media don't care. Federal government doesn't care. They're out there trying to erase it for him. So no. No. And then he goes on television, incredibly, and says this mess about the laptop.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. It, there could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
Okay. If you want to know the answer to this, and believe me, they would if it was Donald Trump Jr., here's what you ask him. The emails from that laptop have been all over the news. Did you send them or did you not? The text and emails captured on that laptop were also sent to the CEO of your company, who says you used the company to launder money that you got from the Chinese illegally. You know, those emails from the laptop, the one that your business partner showed on national television during that press conference, you surely must have seen, sir. Were those your emails, Hunter? This isn't hard to do, folks. It's not hard. And what they're doing instead is criminal collusion with Hunter. By the way, folks, does this not show you, this whole family, this whole Biden family, even the dog is nuts. The dog can't stop biting people. They're all nuts. So apparently, Godzilla versus Kong crushed it at the box office, which, by the way, is back open. Regal's back open, which is good. Made $48.5 million since it opened on Wednesday. I got roped in because my boys, oh, they love Godzilla and King Kong. Crashes into Kong. My other son's into Godzilla, so it was a twofer for them. They talked their sister into watching it, so we watched it for family movie night this weekend. I was kind of dreading sitting through it because it's not really my cup of tea, but it was actually a pretty good movie with Millie Bobby Brown in it and all that. So Yep. They were released on HBO Max the same day they hit theaters, which is kind of weird, but worked for us. So, yeah, interesting that it did so well. It's Forbes reporting it's on track, they think, by sometime this week to make $300 million. So, looks like the movie biz might be back okay a little bit. I don't know. So, we'll see. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's over there. Texter writes, Hollywood has gone curiously mute. Oh, yeah, about the attack at the Capitol. Texter writes, where are all the comedians? Yeah, I know. Texter writes, I have four grandkids who've been homeschooled for several years, so COVID had no effect on their education. One of my daughters is an online teacher, and their school, turned away students when so many applied. The number one reason the kids are homeschooled is to get away from the kook aid being taught in the public schools. Yeah, there is some of that. Texter writes, Hunter probably has more bad people after him than most of us ever could. Another texter writes, let's see. There are people who are not only corrupt, they are foolish as well. Biden, Harris, Pelosi, AOC, Schumer. It's a freak show, plain and simple. Why the heck are millions of us accepting this? Another texter writes, the Hunter story you're chasing is a red herring to divert from whatever the real story. Now I'll tell you what the real story is. We've covered it on the Battleground podcast and on the show. The real story is that the Biden family is in partnership via Hunter, $200 million with the Chinese Communist Party. The only two owners of the asset fund are Hunter Biden and a subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party. And Hunter paid $153,000 for a $200 million share. That he still owns, by the way, despite Biden promising to divest. That's the story. It's a big story. That's why we're all over the laptop. People text me, no one cares about the laptop. I care about the laptop. See, because the problem is when Hunter took that money and he kind of didn't sort of report it to the IRS and then he kind of didn't file as a, doing business, as a foreign agent. Yeah, those are both felonies. That's a problem. And if he, by the way, if you want to understand why Hunter was on national television lying about the origins of that laptop, the reason he's lying about the origins of the laptop is because on the laptop there were texts detailing how Joe got 20% of that money. And when the CEO of the company they passed it through says they were using the company for money laundering, they would have had to. When you don't declare yourself a foreign agent, you can't declare the money to the IRS. When you can't declare the money to the IRS, you are money laundering. Which is exactly what the FBI is investigating Hunter for. To clear him, believe me. They'll come out and say there's nothing here. That's why Hunter had to lie about the laptop. And the media let him. That's what's so crazy. That's what's right underneath the surface. It's what they don't want to look at.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!